Roger was floating above the ground for no apparent reason. He didn't feel particularly alarmed by this fact. He was still confused from the accident and wasn't exactly sure what was going on. There had been a flurry of motion, and the world went very bright for a second, while his ears erupted with something like the sound of a fire alarm stuck on one note. Then, some indeterminable amount of time later, a giant pop happened, and he was 300 feet in the air. Whenever something happened around Roger that he didn't understand, he tended to just shut up, take it all in, and remain calm. He expected to be sitting still for quite a while. Below him, the accident was laid out as a child's playset would be after a nasty tantrum. It was ridiculously detailed, with a smashed-up tractor trailer still smoking, even though the flame retardant was sprayed all over the cab. Under the trailer was Roger's former car, compressed into the size of a motorcycle in the sort of way that might be very pleasing to New York art patrons, but was not so pleasing to county coroners who had to retrieve the meaty bits. There were bright lights flashing from the various emergency vehicles, and cop cars were strewn about the accident. The cars were parked in the manner to scream, "Emergency! Real police work going on here! Don't even try to drive around us!" Finally, every surface seemed to be coated with a layer of bloody white feathers. The truck had been carrying chickens that were heading to a local packing plant. What few lucky birds had escaped the crash were now being rounded up by a half dozen overweight sheriff's deputies and packed into a temporary cage. This job was made harder because of the bloody feathers all over the road and the insanity of liberated poultry. More than one deputy was wearing more feathers on their body than the birds they were chasing. If it hadn't been so surreal, Roger might have laughed. Over the course of several hours, the accident was investigated and cleaned up. Roger wasn't sure of how long this took because his digital watch was just blinking 0:00. This really made Roger angry because he had just purchased the watch with his 30% Big Ten discount before the trip and was now out the $6.95. He watched as the remaining chickens were finally retrieved and put onto another, sadly smaller, truck to complete their fate. He then watched with boredom as the rig was detached from its trailer and towed away, and the now ex-chickens were put into a hastily retrieved garbage truck. Finally, a flatbed truck with a small crane attached arrived to pick up Roger's former car, which had collapsed into a cube-like shape. In fact, Roger was a little proud that his car could crush down so completely and with so much precision. This pride was quickly replaced with a lump in his throat when he noticed his own arm still laying on the ground after the rest of the car was removed. It was quickly photographed and then not so gingerly picked up and placed into a black bag marked "Coroner" in large yellow letters. In no time at all, the accident scene was completely wiped clean, save for a few random feathers that still floated on the breeze. The police removed their cars, turned off their lights, and the tremendous backup of traffic that had accumulated was finally able to proceed. In what felt like the blink of a lifetime, Roger's whole death had been wiped out. He was sitting up in the sky and beginning to ponder his next moves when he heard a nearby cluck. Glancing around, Roger saw a chicken left behind by the cleanup crew. They had obviously missed this one because it was currently floating up in the air next to Roger. The chicken didn't seem to be surprised by this and was pecking at the thin air, looking for food or grubs, just like it had done all of its short life. He wandered over to where Roger was sitting and looked up at him hopefully. At least Roger felt it was looking at him hopefully. He didn't have a lot of experience with chickens, ghostly or otherwise. Finally, when it realized it wasn't going to be fed, it sat down next to Roger like it was the most natural thing in the world.